world of professional video gaming, known as esports, is a huge industry. Millions of people play the competitions, attracting tens of millions of online spectators. And it's because you can gamble on the games. It's a goldmine for betting companies, and it's also creating some problems. There's been a big spike in reports of match fixing and fraud. And a background briefing investigation's discovered a high-profile Australian team has been targeted. Mario Christodoulou prepared this report.
JHD, it's going to deny it. That's a good opening pick here for Rooster 2.
This is a hugely popular video game called Counter-Strike, and a professional commentator is watching Sydney sider Josh Hoff Devine, or JHD as he's known. JHD moves around the map like lightning. The 19-year-old is one of around 500 aspiring professional video gamers in Australia. But his hopes of a career as an esports athlete have been disrupted because he's been banned for gambling on his own matches, backing himself to win. Did you ever bet on yourself to lose?
Nah, I would never do that, because when you do that sort of stuff, it's basically just stealing money. Like, it's a scummy thing to do. I'm not a criminal.
Esports is one of the world's fastest growing sports, and there's big prize money, tens of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars on offer. Major bookmakers offer bets on tournaments, and that's attracted match fixing.
World's greatest number one motherfucking team ever created. It's Fnatic.
Fnatic is one of the biggest teams in the sport. Founded in Australia, it's won more than 200 championships across 30 different games, reaching a global audience of 55 million. Background Briefing has discovered that this year, the now London-based team was approached by a match fixer posing as a potential investor. The team rejected the deal and reported it to the global body, the Esports Integrity Commission, known as ESIC. The commission admits complaints like this are rising. Australian-based Stephen Hanna is ESIC's Global Strategy Director.
So today we've received 98 reports, like match fixing or fraud or cheating.
Is that a typical day?
Yeah, it's fairly typical, definitely.
Do you think ESIC has the resources to be across all the complaints that you get?
No, that's the frank answer, no.
How big is the problem in Australia, do you think?
In Australia, it's quite large.
Earlier this year, five Melbourne esport players were charged over match-fixing offences. They'll face court in March. The unit behind the Australia First police investigation was Victoria Police's Sporting Integrity Intelligence Unit, led by Detective Superintendent Steve White. He says there needs to be more education for players about match-fixing laws.
Esports players are a younger demographic, more likely potentially to be easily corrupted by criminal entities. And it's compounded by a lack of professionalisation in esports in Australia, where there are no education standards.
That's the head of Victoria Police's Sporting Integrity Intelligence Unit, Detective Superintendent Steve White. Mario Christodoulou reporting there.